You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Was talking about the quarterbacks in the NFL, and he became the most recent person to rank Patrick Mahomes below a current quarterback. Let's hear what he had to say about Josh Allen, and then I kind of want to make a bigger point about what I don't understand is happening here.
I did not have Patrick Mahomes at the top of the pyramid. When it came right down to it, I just think Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the league. Game by game, regular season, durability, he can make chicken salad out of chicken. From what we saw from Mahomes last year, which I want to go into in a second, I just don't think it's fair to put him over Josh Allen, especially because Mahomes didn't win the Super Bowl last year. So when you saw that, what was your reaction?
My first reaction was I thought this goes against everything I thought I knew about you in terms of, honestly, from having, you know, read you, listened to you, working with you, talked to you. I thought you had sort of a life principle that when one guy has the belt, somebody's got to come take the belt. If it is that close, and Patrick Mahomes has been to 5 Super Bowls, won 3, has played Josh Allen 4 times in the playoffs and beat him every time. I hear what you're saying. Those aren't Josh Allen's fault. I totally agree with that. But still, somebody wins, somebody loses. That's sports. I feel like Allen needs to either beat Mahomes and get to a Super Bowl or just win a Super Bowl to actually get the belt.
I guess my question is it possible that he might have peaked a couple years ago as like apex Mahomes? I'm talking through it. I'm not trying to be reactionary guy. I just don't think he was as good last year as he was in that 22 season and some of those other years. I didn't see it. I thought they kind of lucked out. They were 11-1 in one score games, and some of them were really stupid wins. And I'm going to say this to Patrick Mahomes. Prove to me I'm a shithead. Go take your belt back. You dropped the belt. You dropped the belt in that Super Bowl game, and just in general, I didn't love the season start to finish. And I think Josh is a safer bet. So prove to me I'm wrong.
All right. So
interesting. Okay.
First, citing regular season wins and then telling me that playoff wins aren't a quarterback stat is insane.
Yes.
Is insane. They can't count one place, but not count the other gold. That's just straight up not how this works. Bill Simmons is also an ardent Tom Brady defender, and I think that matters.
Monster
for a guy who
was.
Yeah, but it's also just like the idea that winning is what drove him to this, but now winning isn't the only thing that matters. But during times of Tom Brady's career, he wasn't always the best statistical quarterback in any given season, right? Sometimes Drew Brees had more passing yards, or Aaron Rodgers had more passing touchdowns, or other guys did other things. But when push came to shove, he'd be this. What I can't figure out is, what is this national desire to like ultimately defend Josh Allen like he's under duress? He has accomplished essentially nothing other than one MVP, and some people do question the validity of that one MVP, and people are like jumping up in arms to defend him as the best quarterback in the NFL, but for why? Is there some reason why we need to defend his honor versus the other guys? Accomplish more. That's how you'll get more credit if you're Josh Allen. Win more, accomplish more, go to a Super Bowl, whatever.
Look, I love when we continue to hear clips like this, because I am still convinced that the first 2 games of the season, Patrick Mahomes primetime in Brazil. Patrick Mahomes against the defending champs Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead against Philly. If he goes out and has the best protection on the left side, at least the left tackle spot he's had since Eric Fisher, if he has Hollywood Brown available with Worthy, that's still better than what he had most of last season. Travis Kelce, all these things, I can't wait for them. I don't want to get into the whole scorched earth thing again, but a lot of these comments, you know he's well aware of. His trainer, Bobby Stroop, is up here at camp. We know his trainer informs him all the time of what people are saying about him and thinking the dynasty's over, thinking that he's been surpassed by Burrow and Allen and Lamar and all these different guys. He hasn't even turned 30 yet. He actually hasn't turned 30 for another month. And people are acting like, oh, well, he's old and it's just over. Andy Reid is still the head coach. Chris Jones, to me, still has another year or two of good football in him. Patrick Mahomes, I think, will have a better offense this year. What happened last year and why the numbers are down, yeah, he wasn't his best. He was checked down Mahomes. But yep. There's a lot of reasons why that existed. And so unless you think the offense is just going to be the exact same as last year, oh, by the way, they still found a way to win 15 games.
And go to the Super Bowl.
You guys know we don't need to get the whole QB ranking flat out again. I have Josh Allen number 2 on my list. I have Joe Burrow 3, Lamar 4. People disagree with Burrow and Lamar on my list. They think they should be flipped. Drew obviously thinks Burrow should be 2.
I thought the Athletic got it right.
At some point, no, they didn't. They have Mahomes and Burrow as 1A, 1B. I'm sorry. That's
exactly.
Wrong. That's why you think it's right, but it's wrong. but I knew you would love that.
I think there's no argument 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, look.
I think there is argument.
Gotcha. Yeah. Look, Patrick Mahomes, they're talking about the belt. The belt hadn't fallen off. It's on him. Someone else has not taken it yet. I'm sorry. Jalen Hurts is not in the AFC. Josh Allen has to beat Patrick Mahomes in a big game in the playoffs, or Lamar does, as in preventing them from going to the Super Bowl while also having a good year.
There's so many stats to support that Patrick Mahomes plays his best in the postseason. The stat yesterday was the one, I think, that was career games of active quarterbacks of 3 or more touchdown passes against playoff teams. And Patrick Mahomes has twice as many as any other quarterback in the NFL. Now, partially because he gets to throw 3 touchdowns against other playoff teams in the playoffs. Sorry for being there. But Bill Simmons, in that argument, says, well, Patrick Mahomes lost the Super Bowl, but won't discredit Josh Allen for not winning.
Getting punished for losing the Super Bowl more than losing in a playoff game. That's
everyone weird. Seems to not want to discredit Josh Allen for his playoff losses. Like, they just don't count. That man has only made it to a singular AFC title game, and he lost that game. And every other time he's lost to Mahomes, and he's lost to Burrow, and he's lost to other guys. And I'm not saying one game is all. But that guy's had plenty of chances. He goes to the postseason every year, wins his division every year. He's been the number one seed. He's been at home in the playoffs. He's had plenty of opportunities to get a win and to come through and do those things. Now, look, I don't need – like, I saw Carrington make the argument for, oh, Joe Burrow won a Heisman. That just means
what
nothing.
What he did in college almost is what he said. I love it. He's right.
Yeah, but also, like, the Burrow stuff doesn't –
what's Joe Burrow the king of?
In the NFL, he's the king of almost, too, Drew. I don't care if he won a Heisman or won a national championship. That's college.
No. He is not celebrated the way that Josh Allen is celebrated. That's the whole point that Carrington is making is people are putting Josh Allen on a pedestal like he's done something where he's actually done less – than the guy who's ranked ahead.
He's done the same. He's done the same as Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow went to a Super Bowl, and Josh Allen's won an MVP.
Josh Allen also has never beaten Joe Burrow before, and Josh Allen won an MVP. That was we're tired of giving it to this guy.
I don't disagree that Lamar should have been the MVP, but also there has to be, if we're going to say Burrow got to the Super Bowl, Allen didn't, then what's the quote-unquote penalty for not making the postseason for 3 years in a row?
Again, I don't think it's – if we're comparing the two, Josh Allen's also never beaten Joe Burrow, including a game in his house in the playoffs.
We're not talking head-to-head. We just got into this. We're talking head-to-head. What is it, one playoff game? Drew, I can't make a decision on people's accomplishments on one or two playoff games.
Accomplishments, then I think you winning an MVP, I think you would take a Super Bowl appearance over an MVP because you get a shot to win the whole thing as opposed to just having a good statistical season, which he did.
But it's not one accomplishment, he's also won his division every year. He's gone to the playoffs 7 years
it's
in a row.
There's layers to it. You can't just say, well, he
of
won his division because the AFC East is the easiest division potentially this upcoming season in the entire AFC.
I'm saying they're equally accomplished players. I'm not saying Joe Burrow's less accomplished. I'm saying they're equally
If you're asking why is one more celebrated, it also goes back to something you obviously disagree with, but that is Josh Allen? Hard not to like the guy.
That doesn't mean he's
Joe
better.
Burrow
though.
Is arrogant.
That's crazy
Burrow,
to include in a conversation of whether
not,
he's better
that's
or not.
That's not the question, though,
no,
you brought up.
He was just talking
you
about
said,
why they defended.
You said why is Joe Burrow not celebrated as much as Josh Allen? And I'm telling you the answer.
Like a bill.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean – I understand that. But if we're talking about
– You said celebrated, not why is he ranked. So you said celebrated, which would infer everything, no, personality and performance.
I think that's why Carrington said what he said yesterday, though, is Josh Allen is celebrated so much because whatever. He's more likable, whatever the case is. But he shouldn't be because he hasn't done anything. Even though he's
saying,
a nice
I'm
guy.
Saying,
like,
hey, well, I think if you say he hasn't
you can
done anything,
about
you're
Josh
telling
Allen
me
is he's a nice guy. Miss me with all of that.
Drew, if you are saying Josh Allen has done nothing in the NFL, then I think you have to say that Joe Burrow has done nothing in the NFL.
And so is Lamar Jackson, and so is Brock Purdy.
I think they've done the same amount.
Yeah.
I don't think they've done nothing.
No,
I just
no,
don't
no,
think
no,
that it, they've accomplished the big stuff.
I understand, but if you're saying that Joe Burrow's done nothing and Josh Allen's done nothing, then nobody else has done anything
I'm
other than Jalen
Hurts
currently.
You're saying Josh Allen's done nothing. I'm saying they've all done something. It's just not as good as Patrick Mahomes, like Bill Simmons is saying.
He's saying that Josh Allen should be right there with Mahomes, and I'm also disagreeing with that notion. But it sure as hell not Joe Burrow. That's all. We're
I just think Josh Allen gets gassed up to a level that doesn't make any sense because he won an MVP that was a forgiving MVP. And he's sorry, but we don't want to give it to this guy MVP. He shouldn't even have an MVP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.